addressing our irreversible problems. Amen? Amen. That's it, and that's all for this Thursday. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can, and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. All you go-getters, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. I want to remind you, I'm going to be in jail tomorrow. I'm going to get your help if you don't mind. Get me out of jail. It's for a good cause. It's for Ron's House to help homeless people become independent. You want to be a part of that? I just know you do. We're going to do that tomorrow right here on KAYT, KQJO FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Coming up next, Pastor Greg Tejada and the Living by the Word broadcast from the Word Christian Center in Alexandria. Hope to see you tomorrow. Until then, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
All right, number two, limit your exposure to sexual temptation. Do you know you can limit your exposure? Some people expose themselves to temptation. You got to limit your exposure to it. If you want to stay pure before God, what do I mean by that? Avoid people who tempt you with sex or who are sexually active. Protect your eyes from pornography and lust. These are sources. The internet, movies, television, videos, magazines, and now even phone sex. The telephone. You got to protect your eyes and your ears from pornography and from lust. Because it'll come to you. Those are the sources that didn't come to you. Avoid places where spirits of lust congregate. You know there are certain places where you go to a place, there are spirits of lust that congregate? Nightclubs? Spirits of lust are there. Parties? I'm going to a Christian party, but they're playing hip-hop. It's Christian, all right. That label got dropped at the door. You got to avoid one-night stands for a fleeting moment of pleasure. Spirits of lust are in these places because people are looking for one-night stands and stuff, looking for the wrong thing. You got to stay away from places where you know there are lust spirits. And you can tell when you get in one because all of a sudden you start having unclean thoughts. If you know, sometimes you can walk by certain people and have a bad thought come. They ain't never said nothing to you. All you did was just brush up against that spirit of lust that was on them. You had to be, as a Christian, you have to know your surroundings well. You don't place yourself in compromising positions. Amen. You avoid places where those spirits hang out. Don't place yourself in compromising positions, like home alone. Hey, can you come over here? I'm at home by myself. Why? Why you didn't invite them over when there was a house full? Why you wait till everybody leave? And then seduce them and say, I'm here all alone and I'm a little lonely. You mind spending a little time with me? Don't meet nobody at the hotel. Don't go with them to the hotel. I'm straight up with you. Because when you got evil on your mind, you're looking for a private place. And don't let nobody turn your vehicle into a sex machine. Hey, you just got to say it these days. Hey, y'all seeing these young people here. Look, I ain't saying nothing these young people ain't thought about or they ain't heard about or they ain't seen. You got a vehicle God bless you with, don't use it for sinful purposes. Avoid heavy petting and touching. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Now, I know, I don't know nobody stone me now. I'm just a messenger. It's good for a man not to touch a woman. Pastor, that can't be literal. Then how else are you going to interpret that? Just give me another interpretation. He said, nevertheless, to avoid fornication. So you have to be careful with all that kissing and hugging and touching people in the wrong places. I'm telling you how to flee it now. Somebody touch you in the wrong place, you slap them. And if they want to persist in it, you run. Kick them out, whatever's got to happen, split. Amen. See, you can give in to it and say, ooh. don't touch me there. Don't touch me there. They know when you said it like that, you didn't mean it. Don't touch me there. They know you didn't mean that. Some of y'all need to be like Esther. Throw your purse at them or something. She'll say to me, watch it, sucker. She'll start doing like Gwen doing. See Gwen down there like this here. Oh, they say everybody, all the ladies doing this here. Hey, don't mind. I'm trying to tell you how to stay out of trouble. Know the warning signs. That's number three. Number one is make the decision to honor God. Number two, limit your exposure to temptation, sexual temptation. You know, you get look on the internet. If you're going to be out there, you need to have some type of filter on your computer. You need to invest $50 a year. That's all it costs, $50 a year. How much money is a month? $4 or $5 a month? $4.50 a month? You need to invest in a filter so that you don't have nothing pop up. But some people say, well, I hope when I turn it on today that a pop-up come. I ain't going there on purpose, but boy, if it pop up, it ain't my fault. You can be innocent and type misspell a word. Hit the enter button and there it is right there. What you gonna do, gasp? Pornography is a spirit. And it is a spirit of bondage in that. Lust is a spirit of bondage. Boy, I'll tell you, it'll control your life. It'll mess you up. It'll get your mind messed up. It will damn your soul. It will make your soul unclean. So movies and videos and things like that, you need to stay away from that stuff, even R-rated movies. You don't need to be watching that all that filthy language in there. Filthy language. Oh, it ain't got but one nude scene in it. Just one. It's good. It's good. I saw it. It's good. It's got a lot of cuss words in it, but they ain't bad cuss words. And it got a little nudity in it, but just one. You don't even need to be exposed to that. Amen. Know the warning signs. That's number three. What are the warning signs of seduction? Flattering words, sweet talk, smooth words. Eye seduction and enticement. You know how people talk to you with their eyes? Oh, you can say a lot without opening your mouth. You can look at a woman or look at a man a certain way and let them know everything. Seductive, revealing clothing or the lack thereof. If you ain't got hardly no clothes on, you're just inviting trouble. Or you're wearing clothes that reveal body parts or leave little to the imagination. These are warning signs. You should dress modestly the way the Bible said. It didn't say that you need to have cloth on up to your neck, covered up with 3 drop cloths on you. Dress so long that you're stepping on the hem. Didn't say you had to dress like that. But you should dress modestly. Your dress should not be enticing that somebody gonna lust after you. Now, some people got their spirit on, they're going to lust if you cover it up with everything. They can't help you. So I'm not talking about trying to please others in how you dress, but you need to be modest. All the ladies need to dress modestly. You don't need to have your breasts showing. You don't need to wear clothes on you can see through. Men need to be covered up, too. Don't come in here with no hot pants on. Men or women. We're going to throw a bucket of water on you. Come here. I'm going to call Jewel. Jewel, come here. Go get me a bucket of water. Inappropriate touching and fondling and feeling. These are warning signs when people touch you in the wrong place. People give you signs and stuff like that. I remember Sarah Utterbach, she told about a man who was trying to come on to her. And she's a pastor's wife. And what he did, and she knew what it meant, when they shook hands, he scratched her palm. Y'all know what that means? Yeah. All right, some of y'all know. Ask the person next to you. I ain't telling you. And she shut him down in a hurry. She said, dogs scratch, men ask. Well, I bet he turned a different shade. Amen. See, the first time somebody flirt with you, if you go along with, oh, don't say that. You take that and say, tell me a little bit more. See, you giving place to all of that. Inappropriate touching and fondling. When somebody's touching you in the wrong way or in an inappropriate place, you know that you're skating on thin ice. Because they got one thing on their mind when they start touching you like that. How about this one here? This is a warning sign. Illogical reasoning. We love each other. If it feels right, let's do it. I deserve to have a good time. The Lord know I have needs. And the other people put peer pressure on you. You're too old to be a virgin. You're too old. You mean you ain't had sex yet? Let me be your teacher. God understands. No one will ever know. My husband or my wife ain't at home. See, all of these are warning signs. Can I meet you somewhere? Don't call me at home. Call me on my cell phone. These are all warning signs.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at